Well, we are going to be speaking in just one moment with Captain Mamabolo. He and Acting Station Commander Lieutenant Hlongwane from the Sandringham South African Police Services. And the idea is to get a monthly roundup of crime in the area. How are we doing in the area? How are there things? Are there items that we should be looking out for? And in fact, I remember some months ago when I did speak to Captain Mamabolo, there was a spate of car robberies or car thefts, people looking for sort of these older vehicles, and that was happening, and we were able to warn people to be more cautious about that. Gentlemen, a very, very good morning to you, and welcome to the Morning Mayhem. Welcome to Chai FM.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, Captain Mamabolo, we met some time ago when we spoke about what was going on in the Glen Hazel area. Of course, in the greater Glen Hazel area, and we wanted to take a look at what's happening, what the elements are that you guys have been dealing with. So, who's best to deal with that, Captain?
Thanks very much. Thank you. The crime we've got here today, I've got a crime from the 1st of August until yesterday.
Okay.
I just want to give the people, the community, to see how it's a crime around.
Right.
This is Sector 1, which means the suburb here around is Glen Hazel, Sydenham, Sandringham, Fairmont, Pacilia Estate, and Lindhurst.
Right.
And from this month, we've got about 17 cases reported.
17.
Okay. And when we see it, that means it's less crime.
I was going to say,
we don't have a less because it's nearly the end of the month.
Right, right.
And then
there are a lot of people living in that area. How many homes more? How many people?
We've got a lot of us. I don't have an estimated number, but when you see the suburb itself from Riding, up to Bramley View, that all of them, they fall under Sector 1.
Right. So that's a big area and only 17
cases reported from the 1st of August until yesterday.
Okay, I think that's actually quite positive.
You guys should go and have a beer. You're doing well.
Okay. And the crime, of course, I went to crime analysis, the one who's doing the crime at the station. He gave me this. And he gave me also the problematic street and time. And when we check, we find that problematic street is only Lindhurst Road,
right?
Side Road, Kent Road, Marker Road, Johannesburg Road, and Edward Road. And
I know people who live in those areas.
Yeah,
it's them. It's their fault.
And when we check the problematic days also, we find that on Tuesday, we don't have anything around the suburb. But Monday, we've got some robberies and housebreaking and business breaking. And Wednesday also, we got only one car hijacking. And Thursday also, we don't have any crime. It's null.
So Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Thursday is quiet. We don't know why, but we're still checking on it.
I'm going to leave my gates open, my doors unlocked on
Tuesdays
and Thursdays.
Maybe don't do that.
And Fridays is only where we get some house robberies. You know, house robbery is very serious. It's because it's where the suspect, they come together with the victim and they tie it.
Right. So those are Fridays.
It's Friday. It's the day for, tying up, people in their homes.
And when we check the problematic times, we find that during 00, which is 12 o'clock at midnight until 3:59 in the morning, is only where we get some horse robberies.
Right.
And 4 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock is about house breakings. And 8 o'clock until 12:59 during the day also is house breakings and theft of motor vehicles.
Right,
And then and we've got from 1800 hours till 10 o'clock is where we get some kind of a car hijacking. As we said, it's not too much, but only one car hijacking.
So of the house robberies, I think that what people are the most fearful of in suburbs, I guess, is the house robberies. How many of those have we had over the month of August in this greater area?
On the month of August, I don't have the paper here, but I know we've got, when I said we've got about 2 cases in the area.
Now, is that an improvement? I mean, if we have to look back at what we've seen and what Sandringham Police Station is seeing, because I mean, this is obviously the reporting station for this area, right?
Yes.
So, is this, are we doing better from a crime point of view?
Yes, I can say we are doing better because, you know, this side of Glen Hazel, Fairmont, we've got a lot of security personnel which we work hand in hand with them. That's why the crime is a little bit low.
Right.
Compared to other places like Lombardy East, Limbro Park, the crime there is higher than this side.
Right, because you don't have as much almost sort of community involvement.
Yes, right.
So, Captain, midnight to 4 a.m. seems to be problematic. What should we be doing during that time to help and protect ourselves?
The problem is during that time, people must always be aware that all the doors and everything is locked. We don't know how did these people come into the houses. Mostly people, when we said we've got housebreaking, the one I remember around then is a person, they just wake up and find somebody in there. And they found that one of the sliding door was not properly closed. And sometimes we can say, I don't want to say like that, we find that it's an inside job, somehow, somewhere.
Do you find that a high percentage of crime is perpetrated by people that we might know, that are connected, or an inside job, as you're saying? Is there a high number of those? Is that something that's a problem?
Mostly the serious one, like the house robberies.
Yes.
But the carjack is just people who
take
advantage. But house robberies, mostly somebody
knows
what's happening in the area.
Within your area, within your house.
Yes.
Right.
And again, of course, this, cell phone number, we've got two vans, we post them in our area, in this sector.
Right.
One. And there's two vans, but at the moment, they used to have one cell phone in each van, but the other one is not yet alright. But there's one cell phone, people can call that cell phone number. I'll give you later the cell phone number.
Exactly.
People to call.
Right.
If they want to speak to one of the vans. Sometimes we call 1001. They take long time. You call charge of the top. You can even call that cell phone number. You speak to the person.
So you can actually call directly.
To the person in the van. Then they will come through there.
That's actually an amazing initiative, because if you do call one, I mean, there's terrible stories around 1-0-111 and people waiting.
If we
can give out that number, which we'll do, and post it to the Facebook page as well, then people can get direct access to, in the event of a crime. I mean, should people be calling the cell phone? Should they be calling the police, Sandringham Police Station themselves, or what should people do?
Yes, people must keep on calling the Sandringham Police Station, the numbers for CSC.
Right.
And also those which I've just mentioned.
Yes.
The community have got the right to know those numbers.
Right.
So that at any given time when the charge office is not getting through, they can use the cell phone for sectors.
I think it's incredible.
And for reliefs also that we have.
Right.
However, above all, is also important to alert the community that the issue of community watching, patrolling. It must be really emphasized to the communities, because it may make the community to be protected. I mean, in terms of, let's say, during the night, there must be patrollers.
Right.
Everyone must look after one another.
Right. In other words, even if you're driving home from somewhere, just keep your eyes open, because you have the ability, even driving through your own neighborhood, just to see
observe.
anything, to observe and see anything and report anything that could be problematic.
Even suspicious, maybe, movement by the people on the street, maybe you see somebody standing and he's like, maybe he's lost. You have to make sure that you know why is he standing there.
Right.
Even if it's not you who is going to ask him, ask the police to come and ask
right.
him.
Right, right.
Yes, in
absolutely.
That way it will be good. Mm.
Gentlemen, we've started to see the rollout of cameras in many of these areas, closed circle surveillance cameras. Are they starting to have an effect at all? Are we able to kind of predict where crime is going to happen, or who's in the area, or where criminals are escaping to, or is it still too early days?
I think it's working very well, because the cameras are from the security companies, but they work hand in hand with police. Mm. And we see that they are very helpful as for the states to be operative. We see a lot of successes coming from the area.
Fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. All right. Any messages for the community? The message is, look out for, just be eyes and ears as well. Get hold of the police. What we're going to do is, Lindy will take that, the cell phone numbers from
yes,
you.
Yes, yes.
And then we'll put them out there on our social media. If you want to just give us a number so somebody can write that down now. Have you got that cell phone number?
Yeah, I've got the cell phone number for the sector, cell phone number for the van, which patrolling around here.
Right.
Is 071-675-6126. I repeat, 071-675-6126. And the Sandringham Client Saving Center, church office cell phone, landline is 011-719-4822. Or 23, 011-719-4822 or 23, and most people they can even call 10111. It's also active. They will send, but people must remember that if they call 10111, then after their inquiry or any complaint, they must ask for reference so that the police can follow. If the police didn't come, please make sure that when you come and complain tomorrow, the following day, you must give us the reference. We'll find the time, we phone, and why we'll find the reason why the police they didn't respond in time.
That's
and
amazing.
Again, we've got the relief commander. Each and every shift which is working, it's got a relief commander, the one in charge of the relief. And that relief commander, they rotate the phone. If the other one goes home, the other one left with it. For in case if you don't get through to all this, you can call that cell phone number for relief commander. It's 071-675-6127. 071-675-6127.
Brilliant. Absolutely. Any further comments?
No, I don't have anything more.
All right. Well, just certainly from our perspective, and I can tell you from our listeners and all the messages we're getting in, this is so appreciated, because what it shows everybody is that this the communication and the connection between the SAPS and the people of these suburbs is it needs to be strengthened, and this is exactly how we do it. So well done in coming to chat to us, and we're in fact going to be doing this once a month, taking a look at the month statistics and understanding how we're doing, how the area is doing. It is 8:44. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM.
Chai FM.